A chair and me float past each other. It's the first thing I've seen. It comes sifting out of the fog off to my right, and for a few seconds it's right beside my face, just out of my reach. I've been accustomed of late to just let things alone when they appear in the fog, sit still and not try to hang on. But this time I'm scared, the way I used to be scared. I try with all I got to pull myself over to the chair and get hold of it, but there's nothing to brace against, and all I can do is thrash the air. All I can do is watch the chair come clear, clearer than ever before, to where I can even make out the fingerprint where a worker touched the varnish before it was dry, looming out for a few seconds, then fading on off again. I never seen it where things floated around this way. I never seen it this thick before, thick to where I can't get down to the floor and get on my feet if I wanted to and walk around. That's why I'm so scared. I feel I'm going to float off someplace for good this time. I see a chronic float into sight a little below me. It's old Colonel Matterson reading from the wrinkled scripture of that long yellow hand. I look close at him because I figure it's the last time I'll ever see him. His face is enormous, almost more than I can bear. Every hair and wrinkle of him is big, as though I was looking at him with one of those microscopes. I see him so clear, I see his whole life. The face is 60 years of Southwest Army camps, rutted by iron-rimmed caisson wheels, worn to the bone by thousands of feet on two-day marches. He holds out that long hand and brings it up in front of his eyes and squints into it, brings up his other hand and underlines the words with a finger, wooden and varnished the color of a gun stock by nicotine. His voice is deep and slow and patient, and I see the words come out dark and heavy over his brittle lips when he reads.
"No, the flag is America. America is the plum, the peach, the watermelon. America is the gumdrop, the pumpkin seed. America is television."
It's true. It's all wrote down on that yellow hand. I can read it along with him myself.
"Now, the cross is Mexico."
He looks up to see if I'm paying attention, and when he sees I am, he smiles at me and goes on.
"Mexico is the walnut, the hazelnut, the acorn. Mexico is the rainbow. The rainbow is wooden. Mexico is wooden."
I can see what he's driving at. He's been saying this sort of thing for the whole 6 years he's been here, but I never paid him any mind. Figured he was no more than a talking statue, a thing made out of bone and arthritis, rambling on and on with these goofy definitions of his that didn't make a lick of sense.